So I want to start with my story with a quote from William Shakespeare when he says that all the world is a stage. And for me, it was behind the counter of my family pizzeria on Friday nights between the hours of 4 and 7 p.m. because that was the rush hour. And on any Friday night, you would come in, and really we had a captive audience because it was a 30 to 45 minute wait for a pizza. But my dad would tell everybody when they called, 10 minutes. And I have to say that it really was, like, people would come and they would wait for the pizza because it was the best pizza ever. Because my dad felt like when he made pizza and you brought it home, he was with you in your kitchen while you ate it. And he wanted to make sure that every bite was the best bite of pizza you ever had. Like, he really believed in quality. Like, the way that we made our sauce, we would hand make our sauce. So he just had these crazy ideas about how to make stuff. So we would take a pickle barrel and we would put it on top of a grinder, and we would grind our own tomatoes. And then he would look at the quality of those tomatoes and decide how much water he was going to add so that the sauce, and then he would look, oh no, it needs to be a little bit thicker, and he would add tomato sauce and a little bit of tomato paste. And then you had to hand measure the spices. And he would look at your hand to make sure that you had the right amount in your hand, and you would put it in there. And then you couldn't use a spoon to mix it. You actually had to take your hand and put it into this 5-gallon jug and mix it and work all of the sauce and all of the spices up. And then you had to bubble it up and look at each handful to make sure that there was the appropriate amount of oregano and basil and garlic. Because when you put that on the pizza, you were going to get the perfect bite of sauce. And he had to have his cheese sent in from Canada. I don't know why Canada, something about the cows, I have no idea. And you would grind, there was a method to grinding cheese because it all had to be grinded. And it was one thing of, like, you would take one chunk of full fat cheese, like whole milk cheese, and put it in and grind it. Then you would take the skim and you would grind it. But you had to do 2 skims to one full, and then you had to fluff that up. So when he put it on, and you had to hand slice the pepperoni, it's a bowl of shit that when you buy it already, slice it, because of those bastards, they don't give a shit. And you put that pepperoni on it, the thicker one, it's not going to cook, it's a too thin, and then it curl up, it's a bowl of shit. Like, that's how he taught you. And you know you use a fresher pepper. That's some bullshit. Because of the fresher pepper, they burn, they get dried. The same thing with the mushrooms. You use it to can. I know it sounds like a bullshit, but this is what you do. And this is how I was trained. And on Friday nights, the phone would ring. And this is like the part where it really feel like it prepared me as a comedian and as a performer, because you had to be in the moment, and I had to do it all. Because the only thing my father cared about was the pizza coming out and the pizza. So that's all my father did. So here's the counter. All right, you're the customers, and you're waiting 45 minutes. Now, there's no air conditioning. My father does not believe in air conditioning. There are 2 ovens going at 500 degrees. There's refrigeration all around you, and the only breeze coming in is the door open, and he has one of those big fans that sucks the hot, humid Chelsea air, because this was in Chelsea, Massachusetts, right? It would suck the hot air, and you would just go like this. So now imagine, this is my father. His back is to you, and he's just making pizzas. The phone is here, and on the side of the oven, we tape a piece of lined notebook paper, and he takes the pencil and he wraps tape around the end of the pencil and attaches a string to it, which he then tapes to the side of the pizza oven. And then he has, just in case that falls off, we have each have a pencil behind our ears. But I don't ever want my father to use his pencil or answer the phone, because he's going to tell people, 10 minutes. And then he's never going to get anybody's name right. So if you call and your name is Miller, you Miller something. It's something M-me. I put an M-me. Because my father doesn't care. He's like he's like this cute little Italian guy that calls everybody sweetheart. You could be 6'4", and he goes, sweetheart, how you doing? I'm sorry about the pizza. He's like, you know, listen to me. I just say 10 minutes. I'm sorry, bullshit. You know me. Just go down to the bar, have a couple of drinks, come back, and maybe the pizza going to be done then. But I have to answer the phone. John's Pizza, what are you having? And it's on the long cord. We don't have cordless phones, right? So I'm on with the long cord like this that keeps... pepperoni, pepper. And I have to educate people on how to order pizza. Because I want a pizza and I want pepperoni all around it. And then afterwards, but pepperoni and pepper on one side and then pepperoni on the other side. Okay, that is a pepperoni pizza, half pepper. No, but I don't want pepper on the other side. I go, I know, because you want it on half the pizza. But when you look at the pizza, you're going to see pepper and then... okay, all right. P for pepper, R for pepperoni. Okay. Everything is everything, E. X is extra cheese. So I take the orders, I write them down. My father, what's the next, the pizza? He doesn't even turn to look. So I have to say to him, pepperoni, pepper. Okay, let me know when you make it. Then I take the pizzas out of the oven. I'm slicing pizzas, taking money, answering the phone, writing them down. As soon as he puts the pizza in the oven, I check it. People come and take the pizza. I have to cross the person's name off of the list. And God forbid my father should touch a pizza and put it in a box, because he'll give the pizza to anybody. Because everybody's a sweetheart, how you doing? And some people come in with attitude, and here's the deal. We don't have to be nice to people, because the pizza is that good. And I'm hot, and I am freaking out. And so now people come in, they're like, can you clean the tables? I'm like, no, it's 7 o'clock. We don't clean the tables until 8:30. Right now, it's a pizza store. It's not a pizzeria. Do you know what that means? It means you take your pizza and you get the fuck out. Because I don't have... You want to clean the table? Clean the table. I'm not giving it to you in a tray. No, you're not getting it on a tray. You can get it in the box and here's some napkins. Wipe your fucking face. Throw it in the trash. Leave. And people are putting... Some people come in, why is it taking my pizza so long? Meanwhile, there's 20 people standing around. Everybody's sweating. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because I spit in it. That's why. And so then if he touches the pizza, oh, what's your name? You want a pizza so sweet? And he just goes to take the pizza out. I'm like, what are you doing with the pizza? And then it turns into an opera. I'm like, don't touch the pizza. I touch the pizza. Don't touch the pizza. It's my pizza stored. I don't care if it's your pizza stored. I got to look at these people. You got your goddamn back to everybody. And I think people would come early, even though they knew it was a 45-minute, just to watch the drama. And at any point, I think people took bets on whether I was going to, because I, at one point in those 4 hours, the string, like right here, my hands were at the, because I was going to take the apron off and walk out of this store any minute. So it would be... And I have to say to you that I really learned that being in the moment and just letting, because that's the thing about when you work in a restaurant, just being in the moment, in the magic of the moment, things unfold and get taken care of. And that when you put your heart and soul into something, people notice. And to me, that was the greatest gift my father ever gave me. And I'll always remember that about him. And I'm really grateful because it's made me the person that I am. So thank you for listening.